Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Third time's a charm. I'm not going to blame it on our new friend coming up here, Zach. I'm going to blame it on Chris Porter, since we've known Chris for years now.
Zach Byers from Shinedown is with us, and he's the guitar player. Chris Porter is our buddy, and they're the Campfire Astronauts joining us now.
Chris, what's up?
To be fair, it was all on me anyway. The guy that loves the jazz cabbage, the memory's not as good as we once hoped.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Chris. We didn't blame anybody but you, by the way. So don't worry about that.
We just pictured Zach sitting there looking at his phone, waiting for you to call, give the go ahead for like three consecutive days, and it never happened.
Hi, Zach. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, and that's actually accurate because I woke up early to do this.
Because you're a pro.
The first day.
Yeah.
And then texting Chris, West Coast Chris, who's not awake yet, or texting me back. So I was like, well, I'm just going to go back to bed.
Zach,
I like to give my friends a snow day.
Zach,
you got things to do, and you're like, no, I'll just go back to bed.
How did you two guys become friends?
Well, first of all, Zach, I want to tell you we love the band, by the way. Yeah. It's a great band, and thanks for phoning here and hanging out with Chris, too.
I'm glad we could finally be on the phone together, finally.
All right. I think Porter told us last time he was in the studio with us how you guys met, but I want to hear Zach's point of view on this. Zach, how'd you guys meet?
A very good friend of mine and one of my other best friends who plays with the Astronauts is a guy named Zach Mack.
Okay.
And we were doing some Alan Mack Myers and Moore shows, which I know there sounds like there's 19 bands already, but that's because there is. He had played me Ugly and Angry, Porter's record. And he was like, this is you if you were a comedian. And I listened to it and I was like, yeah, this is me.
Oh, that's cool.
A comedian. So I instead of like DMing a girl, like DM'd another man and said, hey, dude, I really like your record. And I think we would be friends. And then we became friends. And that was...
Well, that's cool.
Almost 10 years ago now.
Now, Chris, when he got DM'd by Zach from Shinedown, you've met rock stars before, Chris, but what made you want to reach back out, Chris?
I don't know. I mean, he was in town, and I didn't have anything else to do. I'll be honest with you.
Thanks.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've told Zach this. I wasn't familiar with the band.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah. So I was like, what's Shinedown? And then I looked it up. I'm like, oh, they're this massive band.
Now, Chris, Shinedown's got great songs, Chris. If you'd have hated them, would you got back to them?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know.
Just to tell me that he hated it.
Really. I mean, I hang out with Kid Rock, and I like four of his songs.
That's about three more than I like. Yeah, all right.
So, as long as you're fun to hang out with and we have a good time together, might not show up at your work.
Okay, what Chris said, Zach, was I forgot, we didn't know, because Puss was telling me this, that Chris actually can sing and play. But we know you can play, Zach, and obviously sing, but can you... Did you ever do stand-up before?
Yeah, do you have the comic chops?
I've done it now since we've been doing this project. The last show wouldn't lead you to believe that I've ever done it before. But, it was my first bomb, last one. No, it's yeah, I've been writing for years and years and years just because I've always enjoyed it. But yeah, the getting up on stage to do it now, probably five or six times now, it's definitely the scariest job anyone could do. I think this project too kind of makes us both appreciate what we each do.
Right. Yeah.
Because as a job, I could never do that night in and night out just for fear of the time that you do tank.
Yeah, because when you're in a band, people come to hear your music because they like your music. So when you play the songs they want to hear, the crowd's going to love it. And comedy, obviously,
and also,
is not that
way. If something goes horribly wrong, I can blame it on three other people. I can't do that with this. It's just me.
No, it's you, and you're out front.
Chris, did we know you sang and played? I don't think we knew you sang and played.
I mean, I don't like to mention it at radio stations because that's when they hand you a guitar at 7 in the morning and go,
"That's a wacky song."
No, we're actually, I don't want to have you on the show with us.
We know you know Santeria by Sublime. Go ahead and play.
Anyway, here's Most of Wonderwall. Here we go.
Most of Wonderwall. Okay, when people come see Cap Fire Astronauts, what do they expect? What should they see?
By the way, that's Thursday in Wichita at Borchers, Friday, Kansas City at the Record Bar. CampfireAstronauts.com for all the dates, ticket info, and whatnot.
So Zach and I were always trying to figure out how to do a show together, and then one night we were hanging out in the very room that we're in now, his guitar room, just talking and telling stories and playing guitar, and I was like, we could take this on stage. So that's kind of what it is. We sit there. It's like an evening in our living room. We sit down with guitars. We tell stories. We play songs that we love. And then
some that we know.
And then some that we know.
Most of Wonderwall.
And, most of Wonderwall.
Part of Wonderwall.
Yeah. Parts of The Joker. And then at one point I do, or Zach does stand up and I do stand up. And then we close it out with some songs. So it's just a fun, intimate evening. It's a lot like hanging out in our living room.
Zach, we had a question about the music business on the air the other day. So maybe you can explain to this us better than what we understand. But, you know, there's a lot of musicians ruining the fact that they don't make any money off of streaming. Is that the case? Who makes money off of streaming? And what can you do about it?
In order, no. You don't really make a lot of money off streaming. B, usually the record labels have made a deal with the streaming services where they make oh so much money off streaming. And three, what can you do about it? Nothing.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, you make more money, honestly, off like something like YouTube than you do streaming. So, I mean,
somebody hit a button.
Chris hit a button.
Are you there, Chris? Zach?
Call him back. This is a good conversation, you know. It's actually worth the wait, you know.
Yeah.
We left
then,
off.
Then, of course, they cut off.
The record companies cut him off.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Somebody showed up with the record company. Yeah.
All right. We left off at YouTube.
Yes. Yeah.
You could make money off of YouTube. It sounds like it's the record companies that are greedy.
Shinedown's coming up next. The only time I saw Shinedown was that show in Wichita, and we were so high, and they were so freaking good. They were so good, man. Yeah. Great live band.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right.
And they're back. They're all right, back. We left off.
This is Chris's phone. We're just going to blame this on.
That's fine.
We lost you. Okay, YouTube. Make them on YouTube. You're in
YouTube.
Your conversation.
All right.
Yeah, I think that for even bands, unless you're like the Rolling Stones or something like that, I think that, you know, you're a traveling T-shirt salesman in this business, and streaming is just an advertisement for your shows. We've always been a radio band, like a straight up terrestrial radio band. So, lucky enough, we got in and built it with that and just the fan base.
Can I take a minute to give these guys some credit? Because I met Zach and Brent Smith from Shinedown last summer.
They were in the studio,
They were here in our studio. Because those two dudes spent, what was it, Zach, about a month you guys were on the road just going around, hanging out at radio stations, meeting listeners, playing little shows for winners and stuff, and nobody does that anymore. So you guys deserve a lot of credit. No.
Well, thank you very much. But again, we built, you know, this whole playing arenas and amphitheaters thing through radio. We weren't played on MTV. We weren't on the cover of Rolling Stone. We built this thing purely by radio relationships. So I think that's something that we stick to. And if we got to, you know, go around and do it that way to get the song where it needs to go, that's what we're going to do. And that's, you know, we still do it. Actually, I'm probably going to do it again next month.
I was going to say, when's Shinedown back on tour? Are you guys always on tour?
We're only doing 10 shows this year, so no like real tour. I think the most we're out for at one time is like a week and a half, but 10 shows this year. But 2025 will be we'll put out a record. And
these are only two gigs in our listening area, Wichita and Kansas City. But our Campfire Astronauts, Chris, are you guys all around the country doing this or not?
We're doing a Midwest run. I mean, this is really our first like extended tour. We go up into Flint and then into Green Bay. And then, you know, we're just going to see what happens at the end of this. And we already have a lot of people trying to get a hold of us. Really depends on especially Zach's schedule for next year. But yeah.
Yeah, because you're always open. You got nothing going on.
Do you make it a point to buy?
No. My comedy schedule's pretty light. I'm only doing 42 weekends a year.
I know. I'm joking. Right. You'll be back here in October, right?
November. Omaha in November.
November will be back with us, Chris Porter, right?
Okay. Yeah. Chris, do you make it a point to purchase legal weed in every state that you can purchase legal weed? And are you missing some?
I mean, I dabble. I try to bring it with me because then it's just one errand I don't have to run.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you wanted to make a checklist, have a bucket list of all the states you bought legal weed in.
No. The thing I found out about weed is it's the same wherever weed is sold.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Chris, do you help Zach punch up some jokes? And Zach, do you tell Chris that you're hitting the wrong chord?
Little pitchy dog. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll
be honest. I'm helping him more than he's helping. He's just kind of like, he's kind of throwing me. I'm like a 6-month-old that you throw in the water and just see him swim.
Okay.
I feel like I help him way more. He needs to start helping me more.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's no keys in comedy. Yeah.
You know but you could punch up some of his jokes for him. You're pro, man.
I mean, yeah, if he asked me, I would, but normally he's like, no, I got it. It's on my iPad. I'll see you later.
Yeah, and then I figured out the last show I did not have it.
So, Zach, the funny part about this is obviously the people that come to the show also like the band Shinedown. So when you play music together and they see you up there, they love you when you play the guitar. How's it feel that when you got on stage then, when your comedy died that night, you go, oh, my God, they used to like me?
The whole show was rough. So it was like, we play a lot of songs. We tell a lot of stories. And it was just like, I don't think we were opening for my other band, which is Alan Mac Myers and More, which is a very folk rock kind of singer songwriter band. And it's like,
I got it.
I don't think people really knew what they were getting into. You could tell they knew who Chris was. They obviously knew who I was, but they did not know why we were on stage together or the format of the show.
Right.
And man, when we told a story about Zach's dog dying, it
was almost like it happened right in front of them. They weren't
That didn't lighten the mood?
Yeah. They weren't into it.
They didn't see the humor in it the way we did.
Yeah, but Chris, you killed, right? You always kill, right? Your comedy, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, by the time we got to the stand-up part, the audience was rarely, we had very little of their attention. So it was like doing stand-up in the corner of a corporate event. where you're just like, oh, no one's listening. This is fine.
Okay, one more question. I don't think I've asked you this either. How high were you when you came up with the term campfire astronauts? Where did that come from?
I actually came up with that name. I was in the back years ago in the back of a CR of the Chris Robinson brother bus.
Oh, so super hot.
So I was super hot. But this girl came on. She was hanging out with us, and my buddy goes, "What do you do?" Mm-hmm. And she said something silly, and I was just high enough to go, "You could have said anything. We would have believed you. You could have said you were a campfire astronaut." and
stuck with you.
As soon as I said it, I looked at the drummer, and we were like, band name.
Yeah.
And it always stuck with me. So when Zach and I started coming up with this project, I was like, I've always had this name. And he was like, love it. And then that was the end of it.
And luckily, nobody already had that web address.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Apparently no one had been as high as I had been.
That's a lucky stroke, man.
Ever. Thursday in Wichita, a place called Vorshays, and also Friday in Kansas City, the Record Bar, Campfire Astronauts, Zach Myers, of course, from Shinedown, and Chris Porter with us. At these shows, it's just your show, right? They're not waiting around for somebody else?
No, we had Christian James Hand. I don't know if you ever saw the session on Instagram, a dude that takes songs and he kind of strips them down. He's got each individual track, like the bass, the guitar, and he sits down and he kind of shows you how the song was recorded and gives you a lot of history.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. He's on the road with you?
Yeah. So he opens for us. Yeah.
Okay.
So he
does
a session to open the show, and then we come out. It's a really fun night.
Also, he is also very funny as well.
Yeah, the whole show's very funny, very musical.
You have to tell people it's funny so they laugh, though.
Yeah.
Listen, this show's really funny. You're going to love it.
Audiences love it when you look at them and go, "This is funny."
Or you talk about their dead dog. Yeah, that's right.
I think this is the part where Tyler says,
"Come on, guys, dog's dying is hilarious."
Sorry, Zach, about your dog, and then Zach cries.
Well, Zach was apparently laughing about your dog, man. All right. Zach, hope that I know Puss met you. Me and Todd haven't met you yet. We know Chris for years now. Hope to meet you somewhere down the road.
Yeah, bring the show to Omaha next month,
bring
guys.
The show to Omaha, guys.
And Zach,
sure, we will.
I'm glad you got your first bomb out of the way. That's an important step.
Honestly, I am too. Like, the amount of time that it took me to shrug it off, I was kind of shocked by. I thought I would still be in the deep depression of it.
But poor Zach had his first bomb literally in front of all of his family and friends.
And I've already wiped it off. Usually you have it in front of people you don't know.
I walked up to Zach's wife after the show, and all she said was, "Not a vibe."
Is that the equivalent of like a football player coming off of an injury? You actually want to get hit to see if you can get up again?
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to get hit again, though. I'll tell you that. We went to lunch with my little brother yesterday, and he goes, "I was listening," he goes, "but I couldn't watch it." So I was just like, "Were you standing with your eyes closed?" He's like, "No, I just turned around."
CampfireAstronauts.com is a website for ticket info. They're in Thursday in Wichita, and of course Friday in Kansas City at the Vorshays and the Record Bar. Bring the show. I know, Chris, we're going to see you in November when you come to the Funny Bone, but bring the show with Zach to Omaha sometime. You can hang out with us in the morning. And then we will ask you to play most of Wonderwall, by the way, too.
Sounds great. I can't wait.
All right, bud. Love you, man. Take care, Zach. Nice meeting you, man.
All right. See y'all. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
See you. That's cool. It was worth the wait.
Yeah.
Three blow-offs.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, when we had Zach and Brent here in the studio last summer, two of the nicest, most genuine dudes I've ever met in this business. Yeah. You know, I mean,
Shinedown is coming up next.
And you're right. And we did not see Shinedown that night.
I saw Breaking Benjamin.
Yes.
Yeah.
We left before Shinedown because nothing
I do like
else
Shinedown.
Good was going to happen.
I'm not blowing smoke. I like Shinedown's music. I like the band.
Yeah, they're great.
I love that Chris said he's friends with Kid Rock and only likes four of his songs.
That's funny. And you're right. That's three too many.
Kid Rock sucks. It's three too many.
That's three too many.
Yeah, all right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.